This episode of Tep and Step is presented by CoverZero Analytics, the leaders in next-level football data. CoverZero delivers predictive matchup previews, classification-based grading, and customized analysis to football coaches who want more than the same old breakdown of tendencies. With CoverZero, football coaches now have a tool that can measure all aspects of their team's performance. CoverZero is built entirely around smarter data analysis, helping thousands of coaches find winning edges that don't always appear in film study. If you're a football coach looking for an extra advantage, CoverZero invites you to join the hundreds of premier programs that have taken their scouting intel to the next level. Ready to see how the best teams win? Start with CoverZero Analytics. Find out more at CoverZeroAnalytics.com. That's CoverZeroAnalytics.com.
Tep and Step, your premium Texas high school football podcast from your friends at Dave Campbell's Texas Football and TexasFootball.com. I am the Tep, Greg Tepper.
Who needs a cold open? I'm the Step, Matt Step.
Thank you for being a Dave Campbell's Texas Football subscriber and listening to us in your ear holes, or for not being a Dave Campbell's Texas Football subscriber and waiting until Thursday morning to watch us with your eye holes.
Or listen to us with your ear holes.
Whatever. This is your Thursday State Championship Preview Edition of Tep and Step. Those giggles you hear belong to our boss, the producer of this here program, Vianney Moreno. Hello, Vianney Moreno.
Boss?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Tell us what to do.
I'm sorry. When's the last time either of us didn't do what you asked? That's the definition of a boss, right?
Seems like a fair point.
I was going to say.
Maybe producer.
It's your Thursday Preview Edition of State Championship preview edition of Tep and Step.
I'm fired up for this slate of games.
I think this has an opportunity to be the best day of games.
Let's go.
Yeah, I think so. It's your Thursday State Championship preview. This podcast is brought to you by our friends at the Arlington Sports Commission. Okay. Listen. The state championships are awesome. You should come to Arlington for the state championship games. But also, dude, they got so much stuff going on in Arlington.
You just come to Arlington just because.
Bro, they're about to have the World Cup.
Yeah. The World Cup picked Arlington, so you should pick Arlington.
That's a great place. If it's good, what are you, better than FIFA?
Yeah.
Don't answer
that.
Come on. Go to arlingtonsportscommission.org/UIL. That is where you can find all the goodness that you need there. arlingtonsportscommission.org/UIL. That's where you can find a comfy bed. That's where you can find a delicious meal.
Oh, so many delicious meals.
Lots of delicious meals. Yeah. What's the name of the place that Matt Wilson took us? Prince Lebanese.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a free advertisement for Prince Lebanese.
It's in Arlington, so they get the love.
It's in Arlington. Look it up. Just go. I promise you.
It's awesome.
That's a Tep and Step guarantee. You will love Prince Lebanese. Anyway, thanks to Arlington Sports Commission for sponsoring this show and sponsoring all of our live postgame shows that are going to be happening after every game.
So awesome to be hooked up with good people in the city of Arlington. They do a great job. Here's the thing that I love about the city of Arlington. The UIL state championships, high school football, is important to those folks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a lot of places that could host the state championship games, but no one cares more about it than the folks of the city of Arlington, I promise you. They love Texas high school football, and it's a big deal for them to have it there. And they treat the coaches and kids amazingly.
ArlingtonSportsCommission.org/UIL. Go check them out. We got three games today, Matthew, but first, we'll start as we always do. With your Texas high school football fun fact of the week presented, bam, by CoverZero Analytics. CoverZero Analytics has been the leader in high school football analytics for at least a while. I don't remember when they got founded, but like they've absolutely become the number one source for high school football analytics.
CoverZero Analytics. They kick ass.
They really do.
They're just
like,
the best.
They're just good
they're
people.
They're the best.
They know ball. Like, they are ball knowers. And I think that's one of the things is that, like, there are some of these analytics companies that's just like, we're just going to take, like, we take numbers and we feed it into the machine, and then we give you the what it spits out. Mm-hmm. They are ball knowers, and they understand like the context of things,
yeah,
and stuff like that. And they like care, like they give a rip about high school football.
Yes,
and that's why
Jacob McNeil is a fellow sicko.
He is yes,
fellow sicko.
He's a sicko.
Yes,
Cover Zero Analytics, a company of sickos. CoverZeroAnalytics.org. Make sure you go check out CoverZeroAnalytics.com. I'm sorry, CoverZeroAnalytics.com. Go make sure you check out what they've got cooking. Take your high school football team to the next level. CoverZeroAnalytics.com. Thank you, Cover Zero. Matt Stepp, your Texas High School Football Fun Fact of the Week. There are 24 UIL Texas High School football teams that are descending upon Arlington, including there are 20 UIL 11-man teams. Matt Stepp, who leads the teams, the state finalists, in scoring average, and who is lowest in scoring average among the finalists? 11 man.
Okay.
Because Gordon, I'll tell you, averaging 61 points a game.
I'm going to say Carthage leads in scoring average. And I'll say lowest scoring average. We'll go with... I'll go with Hamilton.
You're right on one of them. Hamilton is the lowest scoring average, 33 points per game. The highest scoring average, though, belongs to the Randall Lions at 56.2 points per game, just edging out Newton for the scoring honors. So there it is, your Texas High School Football Fun Fact of the Week. All right, Matthew, it's on to Thursday, the first full day of 11-man action. And we are kicking things off with a familiar sight. 11 a.m. Thursday morning at AT&T Stadium in Arlington is the Class 2A Division II state championship game. Reunited, and it feels so good. It's the Munster Hornets and the Shiner Comanches. And
second straight year.
Second straight year. And this does feel... The comp I would make would be when we had the first North Shore Duncanville game. And here's what I mean by that. Or the second, I should say. The second. Okay. Because the last time we saw these two teams go together, it was an instant classic.
Mm-hmm.
Instant classic. And now a year has passed. Because remember how last year went. Last year, one of the most fun games of the week.
It was a great game. They were evenly matched. It went down to the wire. It was.
Those were... Nip and tuck ball clubs. Mm-hmm. They were so good. And every little thing mattered, every inch. It was like high stakes, low margin of error football. And that's what I think made it so much fun. And I keep coming back to the quarterback matchup in this one. Because these are two super dynamic quarterbacks that have really taken their teams to the next level. But in totally different ways. Mm-hmm. So for Munster, guys, Cason Kearney's back. And I mean, I think he's just the best player in 2A Division 2. Like, I just, like, I don't know how you, he might be at least the most important. Like, because this guy, I mean, with all due respect to Kagan Ash, you know what I mean? This guy has been carrying this Munster team. And whether it's throwing the ball, whether it's running the ball, he is Mr. Do Everything for Munster. He is a superstar. He's gotten even better. Mm-hmm. That's, I think, one of the things about Cason Kearney. Is last year, he was the state championship game offensive MVP. And this year, he is even better as a senior, playing his final game for his dad, Brady Kearney. And he's just a special playmaker, plain and simple, and I think we need to make sure we are soaking in watching a special playmaker. On the other side, you have a quarterback who wasn't even supposed to be the quarterback.
No.
In Jarvis Williams.
No.
He was supposed to be the star wide receiver for a team that doesn't pass. He was supposed to be the star wide receiver. But the sophomore got put in there because Jake Semper got hurt, broke his hand. They put in Jarvis Williams, and... wouldn't you know it, their offense is just like, it finds a new dimension in that split back.
Yeah, game. It's just keep humming along. And Jarvis Williams adds that QB run game. He's such an explosive runner as well. And They didn't. I mean, I saw Shiner last week. They didn't use Jarvis in the running game a lot, but it's in the back.
The threat is there.
Yeah,
the threat is there,
yeah.
And he's an operator back there. But we are probably ignoring what makes, at the very least, Shiner the one of the best teams in the state, and that is, bro, that defense. That defense is unbelievable for Shiner. I think what they did last week against Mount Enterprise, holding Kagan Ash out of the end zone in that game, that's among the most impressive defensive performances at any level anywhere in the state.
Agree, yeah.
That was ludicrous that they were able to do what... Like, this was a team that was averaging 60 points a game and they held them to 8. They smothered them.
Yeah, it was... They made Ash work. Ash got the record, mm-hmm. and he ended up with 200 yards, but I think he needed 32 carries. They made him work every step of the way. And Mount Enterprise, one touchdown was a pass.
Yeah.
Threw the ball. So it was – Shiner is fast on defense. They tackle well. They are not afraid to hit you, and they play – they just – they're sound.
They're sound. They fly to the football. They gang tackle. They are – like, they understand – they understand the fundamentals of, like, one of you holds them up, and then we'll all get there. And they get 10 hats to the ball every play. That's what's so impressive about them. I had a coach that I talked, because I'm going to be on the call for this for Victory. Mm-hmm. I had a call with a coach who played Shiner this year. And he said that Brody Pop, their sophomore linebacker, he said that's the best middle linebacker I've seen in my almost 20-year career. And he's an animal.
That's impressive. Yeah, he was really good last week.
He's everywhere. And it's a complimentary football thing. Like, they run the ball and keep their defense fresh, and the defense comes out there, gets the ball back to the offense, and they get another crack at it. Munster's defense is no slouch as well. Rhett Walterscheid, their linebacker, is a dog. They've been very good. I thought last week against Groover, that was a real gutty win for Munster. That was a real gutty win for Munster because they, offensively, it wasn't really working for them. Groover made them earn every yard. Yeah, shout out to Groover.
True road game, yep. Up in Canton. They lost the flip. They had to go all the way up, you know, to play on the road, basically, mm-hmm. in a hostile environment, and they found a way.
Yeah, they found a way. Cason Carney put on the cape again at the end, and they came up with a big play. So I think a lot of the questions should be, what's changed since last year? What's changed since last year? I think, obviously, both teams are a year older. A lot of the key pieces are back. Quincy Jones is back for Shiner, their running back. Nolan Peel, the running back for Munster, is back. Brady Hess, the big target on the outside, I think he's working through injury right now, but he's still out there.
Munster's a little beat up.
They're a little beat up.
A little beat up right now.
This game... I think there's a chance it's a low-scoring slugfest because both defenses have been so good.
Yeah,
I think so. I think this is a game that could end up, like, 27 points might win this ball game.
What was last year? 34-26 or
something? Sounds about right, yeah.
It was a one-score game, I think. But, yeah, I think points are going to be at a premium mm-hmm. here. For me, when I look at this matchup, the difference here, Munster... still has Cason Carney. I think Cason Carney's the best player on the field.
Agreed.
But they're beat up at a lot of other places. And I don't think Munster's quite as good up front as they were last year.
I think they're smaller.
They are. They're noticeably mm-hmm. smaller. I think Shiner's just got a few more weapons, a few more guys that can hurt you. They spread the ball around, and I think they're healthier at this point right now.
Yeah. They're rolling right now. And I think, coming off of what they did last week against literally the highest powered offense in the state, to smother them like that,
last 2 weeks, they've allowed 8 to Mount Enterprise and 6 to Junction.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's the difference. And the other thing is that, like, last year, if you just want to think about it this way, last year you could say that game was basically played to a draw and Munster made a couple plays to win it, right? Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. This year, let's say it's the same thing. The coin flip would theoretically go back to Shiner.
Agree, yeah.
And I think Shiner's defense has leveled up. I think Shiner's defense has gone from very good last year to elite this year. And that's the difference. It's a great game. Kickoff Thursday. We move 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. It is the Class 3A Division I state championship game between two teams that didn't win their district. There are no district champions in this game.
No.
Not a single one.
Just a microcosm of how 3A Division I went this year.
Bunch of runners up as the Grandview Zebras take on the Yoakum Bulldogs.
My wife appreciates you saying zebras correctly.
I got you, Mrs. Stubb.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
She speaks the Queen's English, so.
It is appropriate. It is appropriate.
She's Canadian and South African. Yeah. She speaks the Queen's English.
I like that.
Our terrible. My English teacher would not appreciate some of the English that
American
I
American English?
Yeah.
This is the championship game 3A Division I deserves, right?
It's a perfect summation of 3A Division I this year.
3A Division I has been so wild ass all year long that now you get two teams that did not win their district and one of them will win a state championship. And that's not to say these teams aren't good. They're very good and we'll talk about it. But more importantly, these two teams have such a feel for the moment. These two teams have such an understanding of like when it's game time, and the lights are the brightest, it's on.
Mm-hmm.
And they have rallied to Arlington. Let's start with Grandview. They beat Peaster last week, kind of at Peaster's game.
They out-peastered-peastered.
Yes!
They out-peastered-peastered.
Yes. That's almost, exactly what they did.
Almost sounds vulgar.
Because if you had told me, because that came in at 21-18, is that right?
Yes, 21-18.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you had told me that the winning team had 21 points, or rather, if you had told me that Grandview had scored 21 points, I would have said, like, Peaster won it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because if you're talking about a game that combined had 39 total points, that's Peaster's ball game. That's Peaster's pace. But instead, Grandview, again, just a feel for the moment and an understanding of how to come up with big plays. And their defense, look, the numbers are not going to wow you on their defense. However, they came up with big plays. Do you know they've now won 3 one-score games in the playoffs? They're 3-0 one-score games. Palmer, Pottsboro,
and
last week against Peaster. Yeah. Palmer, Pottsboro, Peaster. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Now,
they all start with P.
Now, I do think that their offense is the best part of their team. Mason Landers, they call him Peanut Landers. Mm-hmm. That rocks. You can come to the Dude Rock Banquet. He's got weapons. Blue Hubbard is their guy.
Tarleton State commit.
Kaysen Sanders. Yes, they have a quarterback named Mason Landers, and they have a wide receiver named Kaysen Sanders.
That's not confusing.
I'm on the call, and me and Ted Emmerich are on the call for this game, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to screw it up badly.
You will. Ted will not, because Ted's a pro.
Ted's a pro. I think they're at their best. They've kind of, I think they're running back Dominguez.
Elijah Dominguez.
Yeah. He's probably their most reliable down back. Mm-hmm. I think he's been banged up a little bit, but he's back now. But they got Blue Hubbard. They got weapons. This is a really well-appointed offense.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive line's pretty good. Everything about this offense kind of hums. They also have an X factor.
Mm-hmm.
And the X factor is 14 years old, and he has a very recognizable name.
Who would that be?
That would be Briggs Yench. He is the...
That name, that last name rings a bell.
He is the younger brother. I'm sorry, he's the son of Clint Yench, who's an assistant on Ryan Evers Ball Club.
Yeah, team. Shout out Coach Yench.
And also the younger brother of Dane Yench, who is also an assistant on the Grandview team.
Man, that makes me feel old.
Right.
Man, Dane Yench must be really smart, because it feels like not that long ago he was...
2019 that he won a title.
Yeah, man, I'm getting old.
I know, it's tough. Yeah.
Tough scene.
But I'll tell you, this Briggs is the truth.
Yeah.
He is their do-it-all Swiss Army knife on offense. And then defensively at the safety spot, he plays like he's got a bumble of dynamite, man.
Okay.
Like, he is just He is flying all over the place.
It's a good player.
He is a really, really fun player. He's their X factor. Yoakum did extremely rude things to Lano last week.
Man, I saw the score, and I can't say I was surprised that Yoakum won. Even though Pickle, before she went out, was just going around here just talking mad noise. I thought Yoakum was going to win the game.
I did too.
But I did not expect Yoakum to throw up a 70 burger on poor Lano there. Hey,
that was illegal
in 14 states.
Let me tell you something. They have unlocked something, and I think they have made a change at quarterback. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they now have Jace Morales, who was a running back for them, taking the snaps. Now, it is, he can throw a little bit, but it's Bo Robinson. Bo Robinson wants to run the damn ball.
Bo Robinson is a guy who likes the running, physical football and running the football.
He want to run the damn ball.
Yeah.
And good for them, because they have got dudes who can run the ball. Most notably, Jace Morales can run it. He had 4 touchdowns last week. They have an SMU signee, Xavier Barnett.
Yeah, who's a freak show.
He's a freak show.
Yeah.
And
his nickname's the Terminator.
And they had a guy, Jermarcus Robinson, who is, I think he's the freshman.
Yes, he is also 14 years old.
He is 14 years old, and he is a burner.
22 rushing touchdowns as a freshman. I'm really excited to see him. I know a lot of the recruiting guys, analysts, you know, including our own Greg Powers and Mallory Hartley, are really excited to see what he can do in person.
He is a stud of the highest order. And I talked, again, I was doing some research. I was talking with a coach who played Yoakum earlier this year, and I asked him about that. And the thing that he said is, like, basically, he's the guy. Jermarcus Robinson is the guy that makes you go, good Lord. He's the guy who's the jaw dropper. Xavier Barnett is a stud, but they are really, really explosive. And I thought their defense played really well last week, too. I think their defense is playing their best football right now.
Holding, you look at the final score, 71-27. And, you know, they held Lano to, that was 20. I mean, a couple of the scores were late. And the game was over basically at halftime. Mm-hmm. So I don't make too much of that. So
let me tell you something. So here is I think Yoakum is faster than Grandview.
Agree.
If I'm Grandview, I think this is a very close game. It's hard to parse these two teams. But I think Grandview needs to win a game in the 30s, 40s, right? Am I crazy about that? They need to win a game, probably higher scoring.
I don't know. I don't want to get in a shootout with Yoakum.
That's the issue. The issue is that's where Yoakum wants to play too.
Yeah.
And so a lot of this comes down to turnovers. A lot of this comes down to taking care of the ball. I think a lot of it comes down to, this is one of those games where it comes down to handling the moment. Mm-hmm. Because nobody on these teams, these coaching staffs and these programs have state title pedigree.
Yes.
But they don't. None of these players have ever played on the big stage.
Exactly.
And I think that is going to be critical. All eyes are on the two freshmen in this game. Fascinated by that. I like Yoakum. I think the explosiveness is the difference here. But I also think this game could get up and down.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on mine. I think Yoakum's the team to beat here. Mm-hmm. I think they're just a little too explosive for Grandview. But I mean, listen, Grandview's 2-0 in state championship games.
Grandview's 2-0.
Ryan Ebner's won a state state championship as a head coach. They've got the pieces. I think this is going to be a really competitive. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game as well. I think that definitely tips the scales to Yoakum's favor. But I think this is going to be a competitive game. I think it's going to be, in the 40s.
I'll say this, though. If it's close, Yoakum has that mentality. They find a way to win if it's close. So if you're Yoakum, you probably better keep throwing punches.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. I love this game. 3:00 Thursday at AT&T Stadium. And now, Matthew, I would contend to you, last year, the late game on Thursday was Malakoff and Columbus, and it was the game we were most excited about.
Didn't turn out that way,
but it was ahead of time. Go back and listen to our podcast. Mm-hmm, it was the game we were most excited about.
Agree.
I would contend to you that once again, the Thursday night affair is all, at least on the short list of games we're most excited about.
It's my number one game.
7 o'clock Thursday night at AT&T Stadium in Arlington is a 3A Division II state championship game between the Gunner Tigers.
Breaking news.
The Wall Hawks and the Newton Eagles. First title game without Gunner or Canadian.
In 3A Division 2? In 3A Division 2, is it 2015?
Let's find out.
It was Wascom and Franklin, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. 2015, Wascom and Franklin. It's the last time we had 3A Division 2.
Canadian game. Was in the championship game. They were 2A.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. So in 3A Division 2, we have not had a 3A Division 2 state title game since 2015 without Gunner or Canadian. Mm-hmm. But that's because Wall did the damn thing.
They did.
They dethroned Gunner. Now, it was as advertised. And I think
Gunner didn't give the crown up easily.
I think you saw what makes Gunner a championship program.
Mm-hmm.
They lost their quarterback in that game to a concussion. And they were still swinging. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were down big in this game, roared back to take a lead.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you something. Two things about Wall. One, I came away really impressed with their defense. I've been impressed.
The giving up 25 to Gunner is about as impressive as it gets. That was unbelievable.
And two, buddy, they are letting it hang.
Yeah.
Because there were a couple of plays. There's a fourth down and two, and they run a seam route, and Landon York drops it perfectly in the bucket for Reed Robertson.
It's just
a thing of beauty. One
all
of
gas,
the
no
one,
breaks.
One of the plays of the year, yeah. Honestly.
Fourth and two deep shot is boy
wild behavior. But they are letting it hang, and they've got the dudes to let it hang because Landon York, very impressive. Reed Robertson.
They've got several receivers who are. They are explosive. They are dynamic in the passing game. They run the ball well. They've got a 1,000-yard back. Their strength is throwing the ball, but they can run it.
If you want to put a knock on their offense, and there's not many, they stalled out in the red zone a couple times because they couldn't run in short yardage situations.
Okay.
That is something to keep an eye on. But like other than that, no notes. I mean, you dethroned the state champ, the three-time defending state champ. Well, so Wall's pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about another team that's very fast. The Newton Eagles, who last week ended the Cinderella story for East Bernard in emphatic fashion.
Yeah, they ended it. We were following along this game Thursday while we were in Iowa Park, and we stopped following in the second quarter because it was like 36-0. It was over.
I mean, it got a little
worse than that, but it was 36-0 in the second quarter.
It got a little ugly. But holy God, dude!
Newton had 596 yards of offense.
Cool.
They beat East Bernard 74-20, and
in a semifinal, 74 points.
74-20 is probably not a fair representation of the dominance in this game. That score is probably flattering. That's flattering to East Bernard.
I'm sorry, they won by 54, and it's not flattering.
Yeah, it was probably could have been worse. 596 yards of offense. They had 10 sacks. They sacked East Bernard. They sacked our guy Dan Bartlett 10 times.
Dan Bartlett.
Yeah. And they so Newton, we know Newton can run the football. Deldrick Samuel, Kendre Porter.
Mm-hmm.
They unleashed freshman quarterback Isaiah Foster.
Buddy.
Get this stat line here. 7 pass attempts.
Mm-hmm.
6 completions.
Mm-hmm.
So accurate.
So you would say he was...
Oh, gosh.
6-7.
I didn't even realize I did that. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry to everyone for doing that.
6-7.
243 yards passing. That's a cool 40-yard per completion average.
Neato.
And 3 touchdowns.
Yeah. I mean, I'll just say this. If they're going to throw like that and run like that,
there's no one's beating them.
Nope. The freaking Minnesota Vikings aren't beating them. Like,
yeah.
They are rolling right now. And by the way, their defense has been excellent as well all year long.
Their defensive line has got some. I talked to a 6A head coach at the Shiner Mount Enterprise game. Mm-hmm. Well, he went Thursday night to watch Newton play.
Mm-hmm.
He said Newton right now. He said there were six kids on Newton's roster that he said would be no-brainer starters for his 6A playoff team.
Damn. I mean, they're loaded.
Yeah.
They're loaded. Okay. I love this game. I love this game. It's so.
This is elite on elite.
This is
both these teams have elite offenses, elite defenses.
What's also interesting is that whereas in 3A Division I, I think that what you've got are two teams that survived a crazy tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to take anything away from them. They're very good ball clubs, but they survived the tournament.
Yeah.
These are the two best teams in 3A Division II.
3A Division I, we have the last two teams standing.
Yes.
3A Division II, we have the two teams that destroyed everyone.
Correct.
Like, it's a little bit of a difference in how, like, 3A Division I, it was kind of like, who's, you know, they all beat up on each other. 3A Division II, these were, through the bracket, these are the two, clearly, they have obliterated everyone in their path. Wall did have the close game against Gunner, but Gunner had obliterated everyone in their path.
Okay, yes.
So.
Oh, you mean the three-time defending champ?
22, who had a 22-game yes. playoff winning streak. So, these two teams aren't the ones left standing. They're the ones who knocked everyone out. Like, they just blasted everyone. So, I think this is elite on elite, good on good, both sides of the ball. I think this is going to be a great crowd Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
Wall will show up.
Let me tell you, Wall's crowd in Stephenville for Gunner. Dude.
Really? I haven't watched. Were they the home team in that game or the visiting team?
They were the visiding team.
Okay, so that was sure they had the visitor, so I completely fool. I'm actually going back and watching that game tonight online. And
ludicrous crowd.
And they had a huge crowd. Like, they're going to have a big crowd. Newton, the 4-0, with West Orange Stark playing on Friday, I bet a bunch of people are going to come up Thursday and watch the Newton game and stay for the West Orange game. It's going to be a great atmosphere Thursday night.
And let me tell you something. This is a game that if you're a neutral, a local neutral, go to this game.
You just want to see a good game?
You want to see a great game?
Yeah.
Come to this game.
I said it on my social media, my personal social media. If you put a sports gun to my head, if Pickle came out here and shoved me against the wall and said, "Step, you can only go to one game this weekend. You can't go to any other games, but you can go to one. Pick one."
Well,
I'm picking this game. I like Newton.
I like Newton too.
I think they're just playing at a level. That's crazy to say because Wall had been my pick to win state basically all year, but Newton has changed my mind with the last three weeks or so of just domination and watching them on tape and seeing just how good they are. I got to go with Newton. And that's not an indictment on Wall. I think Newton's going to win an absolute slugfest. This is going to be a great ball
game. This is ball game. Here's one thing that I'm watching. Watch the first quarter. Because Newton runs away and hides. Mm-hmm. Newton buries teams. This game, like all their games are over. A lot of their games are over 12 minutes in. Mm-hmm. Right? I did the math. Wall has outscored their opponents 206-14 in the first quarter this year. 206-14. They destroy your will in the first quarter. So who with two teams that start fast, what happens then? I think there's a chance this is a shootout because these offenses are so fast. I like Newton. I think four of the five pickers at Dave Campbell's picked Newton. That makes me tense because sure. it should be a split decision.
Mm-hmm.
But I like Newton.
Yeah. Mallory took Wall.
Yeah.
You, Powers, and
I'm gonna go,
Carter took Newton.
I'm going to go with Newton. I think they're the team to beat. The computer, for what it's worth, the computer has Newton by, he said, very confidently.
Super confidently.
Newton by 4. I buy that.
Okay. Yeah.
I buy that. Mm-hmm. I buy this as a one-score game.
Agreed.
Fascinating game. It's a great way to close out Thursday. There will then be, we'll go back to our hotels.
Our hotels in the beautiful city of Arlington.
Beautiful city of Arlington.
Maybe grab a late night, a lot of great late night spots if you want to get a post-game meal.
Yeah.
A lot of great late night spots in Arlington.
V&A has actually, this is interesting, V&A has offered to pick up a bar tab at one of the local establishments in Arlington. Lovely. Thank you very much. Pay attention to our social media. She'll be announcing which bar it is.
Yeah.
A reminder, we will have post-game coverage of live post-game coverage of every single game on our social channels, wherever you're watching us right now. Mm-hmm. We will be live after every game. Then we're going to get ready for Friday.
Three more games.
Big day on Friday. But that is a story for another podcast. That's going to do it for us. Thanks for being Dave Campbell's Texas football subscriber. Thank you to V&A Moreno for putting up for our with our nonsense. Step, thanks for your courage.
Thank you.
Talk to you tomorrow on Texas.
You almost said next week.
I know.
Bye.